Cynthia from Underdog Impact in Chicago, and I decided to get together today for a quick and frank conversation about women entrepreneurs. So let's get into it.
So did you want to start? You could just tell me about yourself.
Okay. Hey, I'm Sasha Watkins from Watkins Keys Pocket Office. I've been running my own business for 7 years, and it's been going great so far. There's a lot of different things we have to do as females running our own business, if you're a wife and a mom and every other thing. So that's what I kind of balance every day in my world, except for the wife stuff.
Okay, that's good. Currently, I'm actually a student at DePaul University. I'm a freshman this year.
Oh, nice.
And I started this, like, website kind of advice thing. It's called Underdog Impact. And I just started recently, so I'm getting that to grow. And, yeah.
Sweet, sweet. Tab, what challenges have you faced in doing that as a female entrepreneur? Have you felt like you have any setbacks or anything? Because, I mean, in my world, I feel like we're all equal. It's just like the belief and confidence you have in yourself to be able to go ahead.
Honestly, not really, because just because it is online and I haven't got to the point where I'm meeting people like person to person, face to face. Do you think you've had like challenges with meeting like any male sort of big figure and that they look down on you, or no?
Actually, that's funny you asked. In the very beginning, when I first started, I got connected with one of the basketball teams here, their head coaches. He used to be head coach, and he was starting kind of a Canadian basketball league here. So I had a meeting with him, and I was pretty nervous because it was at his condo. His wife was there. The person that introduced me, which was his business partner, was there. And I kind of sell myself. And it was one of the first times I had to sell myself. And then it was with kind of a celebrity. So it was really intimidating. But you know what? I believed in myself. I walked in the door and I just pretended I was talking to like my mom on the phone and just telling her, him what I did with my business. And they didn't really care about how many customers I had. They more were excited that I had so much passion. And then they trusted me just from that. And I got them as a client.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I honestly feel like when you talk to people more as if you knew them, they feel more connected to you as if you were to talk to them like nervous and it's your first time talking to them, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. You just really have to believe in yourself. Since then, I've done a lot of speaking engagements and stuff, and I feel like everybody respects me the same way from the first time I did a speaking engagement till now, because I honestly, every time I walk in the door and I'm nervous, I just tell myself, fake it until you make it, you know, because you have what it takes. You just have to get it out of you.
Yes, I love that. Always keep your chin and head high.
So true. So true. What about social media? Do you find it? I find it's a little harder on social media. Mm-hmm. I get most of my customers from there, which is great. But at the same time, you have to filter through so much guys that are like, do you want a date? Or I love you and you look hot and all this stuff. And it's like, this is a business page. You know, I'm not here for that. I'm here to work and show my skills and my brain.
Yeah, definitely. That is really hard. That's so true. Because you get.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot, like in the modeling sort of industry. Mm-hmm. Like, I know some people who are in that industry and like, they meet photographers that are really seem like they're into just strictly business, but then it moves from that and it just like goes completely bad.
I bet. And it's, you know what, it's in the modeling world, I feel like it's more to be expected. But in our world, if we're doing business and I put up a face shot of me, like it's not a sexy picture. It's like in a business talk. I don't want guys commenting, oh, you're looking so hot. Then I don't know what to do. I'm like, oh my God, do I look weird deleting all these comments of people saying you're beautiful? Because I don't really want that on my page. I want people to look at my ideas, you know?
Yes, I completely get that. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think guys have to deal with that in business, but.
Yeah, I agree.
That is what it is.
I agree. So what platforms of social media are you on specifically?
I'm everywhere. Like I'm on Google. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. But my platforms that I really, really engage with my community is Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Just because I love those platforms. And my favorite one is Instagram, because I can just, you know, use the hashtags and search out Toronto businesses and search out entrepreneurs and kind of go through their feeds and find my targets, you know?
Yeah. So what is it that you specifically do, did you say?
What I'll do, I always tell this to my clients too. I love Instagram for the fact that you can use a hashtag. So say I like to start out, I have a company in Dubai and here, but I always start out here in Toronto looking for clients because this is where I am. So I'll search up, for example, Toronto businesses in the hashtag, and I'll like, you know, go through all the Toronto businesses and look for businesses that I think might need my help. So when I find one, I'll click on it and I'll go through all their pictures and like about 10 or 12 pictures in a row. I'll comment on two of them, then I'll follow them. And usually what happens right after, they end up doing the same because they see this person liking all my pictures. Who's this person commenting? Now they followed. Let me go see who this person is, you know? And then they'll, if I pick the right target, they'll like it, and then they'll follow me back. So now I have them as somebody I can market to on a regular basis, which is really cool.
Okay, so what do you do, like, on a daily basis, sort of? Like, who do you target? And when you target them, like, what's the next step?
For me, I target small to medium-sized businesses and entrepreneurs and startups. So I'll look for all those people on Instagram and Facebook and do that kind of vibe. But then what I'll do on LinkedIn is the same thing. Add in people who will like my work or want my work, and then I'll send all of them on LinkedIn and on Facebook and Instagram. I have messages that are created that are talking about what my customer is going to get from me instead of me talking about what I'm going to give them. So for example, wouldn't you like to spend the whole summer having fun or doing whatever you want instead of doing your work? We can offer that for you by taking this off your plate, you know? So I tell them the life to have by using us, instead of saying we do websites, we do graphics, we, you know what I mean? And then I'll send them that message and ask if they want to have my welcome package. Once they see the message, they say, sure, we'll have the welcome package usually. And I'll put them into basically a marketing funnel. So on my website, I have a place where you can download the welcome package. Once your email goes in there, you basically get 4 emails every 2 days. So first you get the welcome package, then you get some more information about our services, then you get a letter saying about all of our referrals and everybody's like opinion on us. And then one is an email that asks if you want to have a meeting. And they could set up a meeting right there through the email. And then I get a notification that somebody's booked a meeting. Then that's when I really, you know, go into shark mode and I get on that phone call and really try to sell them on our business and get them as a client.
Okay. I like that. I like that a lot, because what people don't really know, like, about themselves is some people like to talk about themselves and, like, are selfish, you know, but we don't really like to show it in ways. But like how you said, you tell them what they want to hear, like,
that's the lifestyle they live. I tell them more of the lifestyle they have if they have somebody else doing their work, you know, instead of work that we'll do.
I like that a lot.
And even when I talk to people on the phone, I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, I really like this conversation because you didn't just keep going on and on and on. Instead, I ask questions, you know. I'll say, like, what are you looking for? Have you worked with a virtual assistant before? What was your experience? And I try to get them to talk more, because then I can hear what they need. And when it's really my time to sell, I know what to say, you know?
Definitely.
Instead of just talking about myself. They want the service. They want to talk and see if I know what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah, of course.
It's really, you know, I'm sure you're starting out, and I'm sure you're going to have challenges and stuff, but really just go for it. And when I first started, it was 7 years ago, I had 2 little kids and I just gotten a divorce and I was scared. I didn't know what to do. And I thought, let me take all my skills and put them into this little virtual assistant business. And 7 years later, I just got a partner. We opened a branch in Dubai. We're about to launch an app. So I've been through ups and downs and I'm still going through them, but we just keep on trucking. 'Cause there's like a, there's hope. And I think when you have your own business, even if it's a business you have on the side while you're working another job, you have hope for your future because you have control over it. And with a business, being an entrepreneur, you know, the sky is really not even the limit. It's like, wait, we can't even see it.
Yeah.
So just believe in yourself. I'm going to keep believing myself. And hopefully if anybody listens to this, they learn a little bit of something.
Oh, yes, of course. There's always a little to learn every single day.
Yeah, it's so true. So true. All right. Well, I'm going to get going. I have to get back to my desk, but I loved this. And hopefully we get to do one of these again soon. I'll follow you.
Yes. Thank you so much. Bye. It was nice meeting you.
You too, Cynthia. Have a good day.
You too.